Mike here, and this is part two of our B-roll for Real Geeks with a look at the trailers coming out of the 2018 Comic-Con in San Diego. Now, just quick kind of behind the scenes note, you're going to notice that this is on the Real Geeks channel instead of the Geeks vs. Nerds channel where our content usually is. Quite simply, I don't have access to the Geeks vs. Nerds channel, so I can't upload there. The person who does is currently on vacation, and I simply wanted to get these trailer reactions out to you as fast as I could. So while I have part one uploading, we're going to get started on part two, where I'll be taking a look at the biggest trailer releases from the Worlds of DC, because naming your cinematic universe yourself has always worked out so well. Oh boy. Now, I'm going to take a look at Shazam first, and after that I'll be going to Aquaman, and I've actually been hearing good things about both of these trailers. So, on the one hand, you know, fingers crossed, Okay, I'm terrible at crossing my fingers, but you get the idea. So, like I said, I'm hoping that these are going to be great. That said, the early responses to pretty much every other DC movie were the same extreme positivity, and they were only proven accurate once. God bless you, Patty Jenkins and Gal Gadot. So, anyway, while I deal with a surprisingly dry eye, if you notice me winking a lot, that's why. My apologies. Let's full screen Shazam here and take a look. Oh, it's a trailer?
Foster homes in six counties. I can take care of myself. When you're 18, give these people a chance.
Are they making here. Billy Batson the standard rebellious kid? I mean, it could work, but it's kind of cliche.
Make sure you make him feel at home.
They seem nice, but don't buy it. It gets real Game of Thrones around here. Dude, just mess around. You look at me and you're like, why so dark? You're a disabled foster kid. You've got it all.
Well,
one superpower.
At least they're making fun of the dark material.
Everybody chooses flight.
What? Why does Shazam? Why does Billy Batson have a Batman throwing star? It looks odd.
Do your fake family to stand up for you? Hey, man, sorry about that. Go.
Okay, apparently Billy Batson's a bit of a dick. In film terms, I can kind of... This could work. I can kind of respect that. I like my film kids to be smartasses. What can I say?
Hello?
Okay, so... Yeah, clearly... I think it's finally happened. I think DC has finally figured out you introduce your characters with their origin stories before you put them in the big team-ups. Oh my god, someone found the DC color palette.
This means Billy!
What is happening?
You're the only person I know that knows anything about this Caped Crusader stuff.
G'day. That's crazy, right?
What are your superpowers?
Superpowers, dude? I don't even know how to be in this thing.
AM to the BM, BM to the AM.
You have super strength.
Just can you fly?
Okay. We're obviously going to get the standard power discovery montage, but they clearly know what to do with it, at least.
Your phone's charged. Your phone's charged.
The hell?
You're like a bad guy, right?
Ooh.
You have bullet immunity.
I'm bulletproof.
Bullet immunity?
You're dead.
Sorry about your window.
Have a good night.
You're welcome for not getting robbed.
Oh, hey. What's up? I'm a superhero.
Oh, Okay. Now, as you can tell here, I thoroughly enjoyed that. My general response to the DC films to this point, I've hated most of them. Again, the sole exception being Wonder Woman, and I've often felt that Zack Snyder was the problem. The films were too dark, too moody, and it looks like Shazam not only underlines that, but addresses every concern that I've had, and it looks like this is going to be, I mean, A, pure comedy, and B, actually rather well written, because Shazam is a 12-year-old kid in an adult's body. This is like Big meets Man of Steel, and that looks certainly like the absolute right way to go with that. I like what I'm seeing here. This gives me hope for the DC films. So with that in mind, let's see what's going on with Aquaman. Or as I insist on calling him, Aqua Bro.
My father was a lighthouse keeper. My mother was a queen. But life is a way of bringing people together.
Look at your night. Our boats one day.
Check it out. Arthur is talking to the fish.
Okay, again, another origin story. I think this should have come before Justice League.
They made me what I am.
But right away, I'm seeing some nice camera work here.
Permission to come aboard.
I've been looking for you. Your half-brother, King Orm, is about to declare war upon the surface world.
Okay, Amber Heard's Mira, I've seen like 5 seconds of her, and I want more.
I have no care.
You do your best thinking when you're not thinking at all.
And I'm not saying that just because the scale armor looks kind of hot, although honestly, kind of does. I think she looks like she's going to be a good foil for Aquaman. I think this may have the same problem Black Panther had with the CG crowds. There's a shot of a cheering crowd in Atlantis here. That don't look good.
That is exactly why you are worthy.
That was awesome. The war is coming to the surface. Seven seas with me.
Right here.
What are you doing? Wait, wait, wait.
You should have a parachute.
Redheads, you gotta love them.
Okay, again, that I dug that. You can't have humor in your films and not be like Marvel. You got just that right amount of one-liners, just that little bit of fun. As I said, this certainly looks a bit darker than Shazam does, but at the same time, it's not so dark that I have no clue what the hell is going on. Titans looking at you. I actually said to Trevor several times that I've been looking forward to Aquaman because as much as The Flash was supposed to be the comedy of Justice League, I honestly thought Aquaman was funnier. Jason Momoa is actually, I have to say, surprisingly charming from what I see here. I think it's a standard not quite coming of age story, but that, you know, main character hiding from responsibility, thinking they're not worthy, and then coming into their own and discovering that worthiness, blah 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 blah. And I think it's possibly cliche in structure, but I think they're going to have enough fun with it that I think that will really help them out. And again, I've hated everything in the DCEU, but okay, Worlds of DC might have advantages as a name. That wasn't Wonder Woman, but again, I'm excited for what Warner Brothers is going to put out right now, and I haven't been able to say that for a very long time, so I think that's a hugely important thing, because again, I like what I'm seeing here. So with that, I'll see everybody around. I have no idea what trailers I'm going to look at for part 3, but we'll find out later. Bye!